Welcome into the Conversations with Carlisle. Here is March 8th, and I'm your host, Zion Brown, here with sectional champion head coach for the boys basketball team, Don Carlisle. How you feeling, coach?
Good afternoon, good people.
So we'll start with the first game you guys had last week against Southport. It was your third time playing them, but you guys were still able to come out and get the victory and really controlled most of the game while winning that W.
Yeah, man, I thought that that the guys came out and played, definitely played hard, and we executed the game plan we wanted to try to enforce on them. I thought that Jaden, of course, he led us. I thought that Clay Butler didn't play extremely well on offense, but defensively, the three times that we played, he's been given one of the hardest tasks to guard one of the better players on the team. So I thought that those guys individually and as a cohesive unit, we played pretty good. Sheridan Sharp, he had a strong offensive game as well. So I think just for those young guys and the experiences they've been able to accrue over the year, it's boding well for us right now.
How important is it for you guys to guard the perimeter the way you did against Southport?
It was important because those two guys, for me and the experience that we had against those are the two guys that make that team go. Of course, they have rounded off with some good bigs, but for the most part, if those guys, they both are leading scorers for the team for the year. If those guys got going, then it would have made it tougher on us to accomplish our goal. But with that being the emphasis those guys took the opportunity to shut them out, really, I thought that they made some plays. Miller, I think he finished with 5 points, and he kind of struggled all night. And Dantzler, he made some plays in transition, but for the most part, he was held in check.
And then you guys advanced to Saturday night, where you played Pike for the second time. And from that game, you guys, once again, you guarded the perimeter, I felt like, really well. What went into that game going into that quick turnaround?
Man, what boded well for us is the familiarity with the opponents. We hadn't really had much experience with or any with Ron Colley, and we hadn't played Perry at all this year. So the rest of the teams in our sectional that we had some familiarity with, so I think that boded well. We knew what to expect going in, and we kind of focused on the things that we didn't do or the things that we did do well the first couple times that we played those guys.
And there were certain moments throughout that Pike game all throughout where it just felt where Pike got close, but then you guys were able to keep the lead and then extend it even more. Mm-hmm. What does that say to you about your team?
Man, they're growing. I think that we still have a ways to go to figure out how to finish a game and to sustain a run. That's why we sometimes allow teams to get close or even take the lead before we respond. We don't play smart or winning basketball all of the time. But what I can say, and as a coach, this is all you can really ask for, is that we're getting better at it. And each time that those guys made their run, we had a response for it. And that's a sign of a good team.
And this is your fourth sectional victory in 5 years, but not too many guys on the current team were really around on varsity 2 years ago when you mm-hmm. guys won it last. So how big is it for some of those younger guys or even some of those juniors and seniors that didn't really get any time a couple years ago? How big was it for them?
It was big. I mean, especially with the young group that was with us last year and how we made an early exit. Just went out on a sour note on that year. For those guys to be able to battle back, understanding what it felt like to go home early and to lose a game that you probably should have won, fueled them. And I think it gave them some extra incentive to go ahead and get it done this year.
So now you will face Lawrence North on Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. So far in these first couple of days, you've had to really see what you are going to face in Lawrence North. What have you seen from the Wildcats from you guys' game you played about a month ago?
Well, from start to finish, they've been one of the top teams in the state. We just have to, like I said, for the most part, it's about how we approach it. The first time that we played them, from my understanding and my standpoint, those guys has kind of out-muscled us and out-physicaled us, and we didn't respond very well to that. So for me, it's going to be we have to have a better version of ourselves to come out and compete and win. Like, by no means do we feel as if they have an advantage. We feel like we have the best team and the better team. So we just have to come out and prove it. And that'll take place Saturday at 10 a.m.
How important do you feel like perimeter shooting will be in that game for your team?
Well, if they continue to play the zone that they play, we got to be able to make some shots. And that'll, of course, it'll open up the floor more and cause them to change defenses. I believe, in that first game that we played them, that the zone bothered us. We just didn't make shots. We kind of threw the ball around the perimeter back and forth as opposed to attacking the way that we're going to emphasize over this week going heading into that game. So if we make shots and we are the best version of ourselves defensively and especially on the defensive glass, because that's really where they get people. They have two really, really good offensive rebounders, and their guards rebound fairly well as well, especially on the offensive side. So if we can handle and handle the ball, not turn it over, play well against the zone, and give them one or zero shots per possession, then I think we'll be on the road to get into that championship game Saturday night.
And you just talked last week about how you guys weren't always the most efficient in the fast break. Do you think that will have to play a factor as far as when you force turnovers or you get to running quickly off a rebound? Do you think that will matter this weekend?
Yes, I think that especially with our group, it's ways for us to get easy baskets, especially sometimes we struggle in the half court. For us to get out and get 12 to 15 points, that's our goal for the game and transition. And I believe that if we do that, it gives us a great opportunity to win.
And then the other game, if you were to beat Lawrence North, you would play either Plainfield or Mount Vernon. Mm-hmm. What have you seen from those teams early, if you've really done any kind of looking into them?
I haven't saw much on Mount Vernon. I do have film on them, and we've been able to ask some coaches and ask around about who and how they play. But I have time to jump into that. Of course, the focus for us now is LN. In Plainfield, I had a chance to watch those guys a couple times. I think they only have two losses on the year as well. Yeah. And they have a really, really good player that that can really put it up. Plays the 4-3-4 kind of slashing big. We'll have our work cut out for us regardless, but you wouldn't have it any other way. It's only 16 teams that can still say that they have practice today in a meaningful way, and we're one of them. So all we can do is prepare the best way we can and come out and go for a victory.
What's that turnaround like from when you have to play in that morning game and then just being ready to play if you advance to play at night against a whole new team?
It's tough, especially without having the ability to really, really duplicate it during the season. AAU was different. A lot of these guys play travel ball sport and summer ball where you would play multiple games in a day and have to get yourself back up. But the meaning is different.
Absolutely.
So it's tough. It's tough to be able to duplicate it and mimic what really would go on in the regional Saturday in Indiana high school basketball. But that's the beauty of it as well. You don't have any time to try to figure out what's going on. You just have to get out there and play.
What do you feel like are the couple of things that you guys will absolutely have to do to be successful on Saturday?
Rebound. I believe that if we hold them to one or no shots per possession and value the ball offensively, I believe that it'll be really tough to beat us. You can talk about what other people do well, but if we can handle those two small things, and once we rebound, get out in transition and run, that'll be the second or third caveat that I would add to that. Then we're really tough to deal with. So if we can handle those things, not if, when we handle those things, we'll come out on top, and we'll be having our conversation next week talking about semi-state.
Well, thank you, Coach Carlisle, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
This has been the Conversations with Carlisle.